USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagham says that in June, nationally, egg production was
down about 11% from a year ago,
affecting the prices we are paying for eggs. In June, retail egg prices shot up 17% from May.
The largest month-over-month increase in egg prices since actually 1973.
USDA economist Anne Marie Coons says she had been predicting retail egg prices for the year would go up maybe 3 to 4%.
We are now expecting egg prices to increase 12.5% to 13.5%.
So bird flu has affected poultry farmers, closing many facilities for many months, throwing other employees of those facilities out of work. 18 countries who normally buy U.S. poultry products have banned them totally. 38 nations have imposed partial bans. And of course, we consumers are paying for bird flu as well in higher prices. And of course, there's the prospect of a return of the virus this fall.
We're planning for a worst-case scenario, and we'll be ready for it.
The Agriculture Department's chief veterinarian, Dr. John Clifford, he told a congressional panel that the most important thing is to beef up what they call biosecurity in and around poultry houses, making sure that people don't bring the virus in on shoes and clothes, cleaning and disinfecting equipment like tractors and trucks that may be used in more than one poultry facility, keeping as many people and as much outside equipment as possible from going inside the houses. Also, Dr. Clifford says if the virus does show up in a poultry house,
we recognize the importance for rapid depopulation of birds, and we need to have the right equipment and materials in the right places and the right disposal options to eliminate any unnecessary delays,
which would increase the amount of virus out there and the chances for it spreading. Now, right now, the only way to ensure that the virus doesn't spread from a facility with an infected flock to another facility is by destroying that infected flock and doing it quickly. However, Agriculture Department researchers are testing a vaccine against avian influenza, and officials hope to have it stockpiled and ready for possible use in the fall. But several countries who are buyers of U.S. poultry have indicated they will ban all U.S. poultry products if we use a vaccine, instead of perhaps instituting a regional ban. And so Dr. John Clifford says that in the next few days,
I'll be making trips as well as other members of my staff to countries around the world to see if we can get them to not shut off trade.
And finally, since infected migratory birds brought the virus here as they flew north for the summer,
our real risk is what would come back through the migratory flyways.
And so Dr. David Swain, who runs the USDA's Southeastern Poultry Research Lab, says
surveillance programs are being set up across southern Canada, northern U.S., even down the Atlantic Flyway coast, trying to get a handle on is the virus in birds that are migrating or not.
Of course, the best outcome would be that
hopefully the virus will self-burn out in wildlife populations.
But you can't count on that. And so Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told a special avian flu planning meeting,
we need to plan for the worst and hope for the best.
I'm Gary Crawford, reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington.